In our previous shiur, we had discussed the halachas of Birchas HaGomel, and we had also discussed what was the basis for this obligation to make a Birchas HaGomel. Interesting to point out that if we look at Rashi as he begins the sugya, Rashi Divrei HaMaskel on Daf Nun Dal Amud Beis Srichon Lahoides said Srichon Lahoides Kishiyotzim Min HaSakana. So Rashi clearly indicates that a person only has to say Birchas HaGomel when he comes out of the sakana. And if, as we explained in our previous year, it could be that the obligation to say Birchas HaGomel is connected to the chiyuv of Karban Toida, and as we also explained, that the obligation of to say Birchas HaGomel of a Birchas HaToida is only when the person's clearly out of the danger. So therefore the halacha is very well understood why Rashi says Kishiyotsu Kishiyotsu Min HaSakana, when they go out of the Sakana, that there there's an obligation. That's when the Chiv Karban Toida comes, and since then the Chiv is only when the Chiv Karban Toida comes, that's when then and only then is there a chiyuv to say Birchas HaGomel. Actually, there's a very interesting opinion cited by the Renach, that the Renach differentiates between the halach of a yorde ayam v'holchim idbarius versus somebody who was a chayla or chayvish v'beis asurim. He says that a chayla v'chavish doesn't say Birchas HaGomel only after they're completely out of the sakana. Because if somebody is still not completely out of jail, and that's why the Paiskim suggest that if somebody was in prison, that he has to say Birchas HaGomel, and now he's taken out of prison, but he's still under house arrest, he wouldn't say Birchas HaGomel. Or similarly, we'll speak about this later, if someone was in a situation where he's sick, and Baruch Hashem, he's better, he doesn't say Birchas HaGomel until he's completely better. Whereas somebody who is in one of the other categories, Yard HaYom V'Holchim Idbarius, even if they take a stop, they don't have to say Birchas HaGomel. They already say Birchas HaGomel even if they're still on the road, but we'll still speak about that more. There's an interesting opinion cited by the Mata Levi. The Mata Levi suggests that only somebody who was in a sakana not doing a dvar mitzvah has to say Birchas HaGomel. And that's why he wants to say, for example, that a yoledis, so she was doing the mitzvah of having children, is not obligated to say Birchas HaGomel. I did see from Shlomo Zalman that he finds that to be very difficult to understand. He says, what happens if somebody's traveling to Eretz Yisrael, or somebody's traveling to go learn in a yeshiva? So will he be exempt from Birchas HaGomel just because he was doing a dvar mitzvah? But it could be, if, as we're explaining, the point of Birchas HaGomel is because a person came out from, if it's a tallel or a taida. If it's a halal, so it makes a difference if you're doing a mitzvah or not. Halal, we have to say halal to Hashem. If, on the other hand, it's a situation of a carbon taida, and as we keep on explaining, because you were in a serious situation, so that could be when you were doing a dvar mitzvah, the schus of the mitzvah was protecting you, and the protection of that schus a mitzvah is enough that you shouldn't have to bring a carbon taida, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously wants us to do the mitzvahs. So, as we've been learning, there are a number of categories that are mentioned here of who has to say Birchas HaGomel. And we'll go in the order of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Yotes Sif Aleph in discussing when Birchas HaGomel has to be said and some halachas regarding those situations. The first case that was discussed is Yorde Hayom, somebody who went to the sea, And the Bia Halacha discusses, does it have to be strictly if you go on a sea, or is it on any boat? So the Paiskim want to draw a distinction that it depends what type of a trip it is. Certainly the Paiskim say that if somebody is going in a tunnel under the sea, that's just considered as if he traveled on a road, and that is not considered as if he's a Yorid Hayam, and he doesn't have to say Birchas HaGoymel. On the other hand, if somebody traveled on any situation on water, and there was a real danger, there was a storm or something like that, where the people on the boat were clearly in danger, the Paiskim say, certainly one would have to say Birchas HaGoymel. On other types of boats, which people just go out on rowboats or on sailboats or in speedboats, it seems that they don't have to say Birchas HaGoymel. They don't have to say Birchas HaGoymel. The next case that's mentioned is Holchei Midbarius. And here too, there's a very serious discussion about who is included in the category of Holchei Midbarius. The Ramban, it's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Ramban and the Ra are of the opinion that anybody who travels on any road is obligated to say Birchas HaGoymel. Their opinion is that we follow the same approach that we do by Tefillas HaDerech. Whenever there's an obligation to say Tefillas HaDerech, so too would there be an obligation to say Birchas HaGoymel. The Rosh says that the minig in Ashkenaz and Tzfaras and Tzrofas, as we quoted the Shulchan Aruch earlier, is that only when we travel from city to city. The Mishnah Berurah says, again, that even in Tzrofas and Ashkenaz, where the minig is that only if it's a major trip do we say Birchas HaGoymel, but if somebody took any trip and he was in an accident or he was under attack, the halacha is that you have to say Birchas HaGoymel. The question that comes up very often, obviously, is if someone travels on a plane, must he say Birchas HaGoymel or not? And it's a discussion amongst the Paiskim, and I've seen a number of different opinions. Ramosh's opinion is that one has to say Birchas HaGoymel whenever he flies on a plane, even if he's not flying over water. It is the opinion of most Paiskim that we only say Birchas HaGoymel when one traveled over a sea. And the reason I saw that the Paiskim differentiate between traveling over a body of water versus traveling over land, because when one is traveling over land, the Paiskim say it's like traveling in a car, but especially since air travel is so very common nowadays. And just like we learned that if you travel on a car, if it's not a serious long trip, we don't say Birchas HaGoymel, us from Ashkenaz, so too would be the halacha when you travel over dry land. Whereas when you're traveling over the sea, you automatically fall into the category of those that yorded liyam. And Al Gemara says that anybody who's yorded liyam has to say Birchas HaGoymel. And as I said, that is the opinion of most Paiskim. There are Paiskim, I saw that was the minig of the Belzer Rebbe and the minig of the Brisker Rav, that they don't say Birchas HaGoymel, at least they don't say Birchas HaGoymel with Shema Malchus whenever they travel on a plane. It's sort of based on a vort of the Ragachover, who says Derech Shemayim, traveling in the sky, Loikri Derech, is not called traveling, and therefore they don't say Birchas HaGoymel when they travel in the sky. The next situation is a Chayla v'nisrapa. So as I said, that a Chayla v'nisrapa, the minig of most is that they don't say Birchas HaGoymel only if they were healed completely better. Of course, the Paiskim say just because if somebody has a condition and he's going to have to take medicine perhaps for the rest of his life because of that condition, that doesn't mean they didn't have a refuah. What it means is that there's nothing from his previous illness. The Klaus McRebin Shalos Achuvas Divrei Yatziv Chelik Aleph Simon Pei Zion quotes the Divrei Chaim, who said that until the person is completely out of the tsar, he doesn't have to say Birchas HaGoymel. There's a very big discussion in the Magen Avraham about someone who was Chavish Rebeis HaSurim. The Magen Avraham's opinion is that only somebody who was Chavish Rebeis HaSurim because he did something a very serious crime, and the fact that he was in jail and he could have been executed and just put into jail, and then he, Baruch Hashem, comes out of jail, only he says Birchas HaGoymel. And that Magen Avraham is very much in line with the concept that we've been discussing in our shiurim, that it's kind of responds to a carbon taida that represents a situation of coming out from a life-threatening situation. If a person was just in jail, especially in the jails nowadays where it may not be great to be in jail, but there's no necessarily physical danger of being in jail for, there is no chiyuv to say Birchas HaGoymel. There is a very serious discussion amongst the Paiskim. What would be the halacha if somebody is on a trip and he stops as he is on the trip? Does he say Birchas HaGoymel, or does he only say Birchas HaGoymel when he finishes the trip? The Sharat Sion says that even if somebody's on a trip and he hasn't reached his destination and he stopped somewhere along the way, even for quite a while, as long as he did not reach his destination, he doesn't, the Eliyahu Rabba says you don't say Birchas HaGoymel. Others say you do say Birchas HaGoymel. Those that want to say it depends if you stopped for 3 days. If you're somewhere for 3 days, the Kaf Chaim quotes this opinion, if you're somewhere for 3 days, then that's considered you reach destination. I saw from Rabbi Yoshev that this, he says, for people who come to Eretz Yisrael and they come for a couple of days from Chutz Laretz, and then they're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael, to Chutz Laretz, or I guess it's vice versa as well. The halacha is that they should say Birchas HaGoymel without Shema Malchus when they are where they went to for their trip, and only when they come home and they've completed their entire trip, then and only then do they say Birchas HaGoymel. However, the Paiskim say that this halacha makes no difference if you're a person that travels frequently, even if you do it for a living. Let's say you're a pilot or a stewardess, or if you're a person that does this just infrequently, the halacha is that you have to say Birchas HaGoymel if it's a situation that you experienced that requires Birchas HaGoymel. The Paiskim also point out if somebody traveled overseas, let's say because he needed to have medical attention, and he landed Baruch Hashem well, but now he's going through his procedure, his medical procedure, the halacha is that since he traveled for two reasons, that both reasons carry with them the obligation to say Birchas HaGoymel, until both situations are cleared up, then and only then should a person say Birchas HaGoymel. As I mentioned earlier, there's a Machloikis Rishonim. What is the situation for which a sick person has to say Birchas HaGoymel? The Aruch's opinion is somebody who even had a mild sickness has to say Birchas HaGoymel. Most Rishonim are of the opinion only if he was so sick that he was in bed and he was confined to bed for at least 3 days. And there are other Rishonim, the opinion of the Ravid, that it had to be in the category of a Chayla Shiyesh by Sakana. Only someone who was in the category of a Chayla Shiyesh by Sakana would say Birchas HaGoymel. There's a question that comes up. What is the case if somebody was had a close call? Does he have to say Birchas HaGoymel or not? The Chaya Adam says, Nafal Evan or Barzel, Samachloi, a stone or something dangerous came close to him. Afa Pishayu Biskanas Misa, Ilu Nafla Alof, even though he would have been in very serious danger had he been hit. Einem Bevarach Shasli Nais. You don't make a bracha of Asli Nais. Aval Hachroinim Eskimu Levarach HaGoymel. So the Chai Adam says that you don't make a bracha of Sh'asli Neis, but you do make a bracha, you do say Birchas HaGoymel if it was a close call. However, I saw that Rabbi Yashiv, very much in line with what we discussed earlier, says only if the person actually was in an accident, but if it was a close call and he wasn't actually in an accident, the halacha is that he doesn't say Birchas HaGoymel. And for example, I saw that he was asked the question that somebody was standing on a road and there was a car coming directly at him, Rachmana Litzlan. But somebody yelled out to him, get out of the way. And that's why he wasn't hit. The halacha is, since he was not actually hit and he was out of the way before the car actually arrived where he was standing, the halacha is that he would not say Birchas HaGoymel. However, interestingly, Rabbi Yoshe was asked a question where somebody was driving on a road in Eretz Yisrael and terrorists shot at the car, but the bullets, Baruch Hashem, because of some nace, did not actually hit the car. The bullets went right past the car. So Rabbi Yoshua said that such a person, since the terrorist clearly had intention to hit this individual, would have to say Birchas HaGoymel. This is much more of a situation of saying Birchas HaGoymel. I also saw from the Klaus Megareba that he felt also that when somebody's traveling over land, he spoke about somebody traveling by plane from France to England, the halacha was that he doesn't have to say Birchas HaGoymel. There are in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed some very interesting questions that were asked regarding Birchas HaGoymel, very much related to some of the concepts that we discussed in our shiurim. One question that he was asked is if Rachman Tzlan, somebody was driving on Shabbos, so he was clearly, unfortunately, being mechalal Shabbos, and he was in an accident, and he Baruch Hashem came out okay. Does he say Birchas HaGoymel or not? So he quotes the Birchas Elazar, who says that a person who did something that he wasn't supposed to do, and then he was saved, you don't make Birchas HaGoymel. He quote, the Birchas HaLozer says, Kivan she'en roi lasas neis v'gula yidei ma'isahu. Birchas HaLozer says very sharp words. He says that this person really isn't deserving of a neis. He was being mechal Shabbos. Im kein en roi levarach Birchas HaGoymel a ma'isahu. We shouldn't say Birchas HaGoymel for that situation. Af shenitzel b'derech neis. Kivin shenasa neged ritzoyin Hashem b'terosoy. Since he went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, you don't say Birchas HaGoymel. On the other hand, he quotes a tshuva from the Lev Chaim, who says that if somebody, Rachman al-Tzlan, swallowed poison and he had a nace and he did not, nothing happened to him, the halach is that he should say Birchas Hagoymel, because the Birchas Hagoymel very much is an order, he was saved. He also discusses a situation of somebody who was on a bus in Eretz Yisrael, and a terrorist came on the bus, and somehow the soldiers or others were able to identify the terrorist, the potential terrorist attack, and they were thwarted in the attack. He says that we should say a Birchas Hagoymel in such situation. As the Chai Adam said, he probably wouldn't say Barsh Osli Neis B'makam Hazer. He also discusses a situation where somebody got in the mail a letter bomb and he got suspicious and he didn't open up that letter, and it indeed turned out to be a letter bomb. The halach is that such a person should say Birchas Hagoymel. On the other hand, he discusses a situation where if somebody just passed by a place where there was going to be a terrorist attack and there wasn't a terrorist attack at the end, at the place where he was, the halach is that he doesn't have to say Birchas Hagoymel. You know, wherever you are, we're under the Hashgacha Pratius, and somebody could be in HaKadosh. We always need to be thanking Hashem for every moment that we have. It's also interesting that he says, and he quotes a Chavastas that says, that one, when he says Birchas Hagoymel, has to say it only, he should only say Birchas Hagoymel only if he feels in his heart that he feels that a nace happened to him and that he's indeed thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that nace. But if a person doesn't come to that recognition, then a person shouldn't say Birchas Hagoymel. As we complete our shiurim on Birchas Hagoymel, and as we said in the previous shiur, the Perek in Tehillim, which teaches us, which is the source for the halachas of Birchas Hagoymel, is Perek Kuf Zayin. The Perek ends with the words, Michacham v'yishme elu v'yizboinenu chazdei Hashem. So the Avos Yisrael explains, yes, as we have been discussing, Birchas Hagoymel is only said if one experienced one of the situations that we learned in the Gemara, or it was a real serious danger. But a person, says David HaMelech in Tehillim, is supposed to recognize that although we say Birchas Hagoymel only on these limited situations, Michacham, a person who is smart, V'yishmar Eila, and he follows the halachas of Birchas Hagoymel, the halachas of Birchas Hagoymel aren't just there to teach us that a person who went through a serious danger has to thank Hashem. But V'yishmar Eila, but by following the halachas of Birchas Hagoymel, V'yizboinenu, he will come to the recognition of Chazdei Hashem, that our entire life, even when Baruch Hashem, nothing extraordinary happens to us, when it's day-to-day life, it's all Chazdei Hashem. We should always be those that are worthy to have Chazdei Hashem, but moreover, to realize that our entire life is just one big Chazdei Hashem.